Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today, and what a day it is. You're the 4-H Youth Development Agent, and there's a lot of stuff in development right now that you're going to tell us about.
That's right. Well, I feel like I haven't been with you guys for a while. I hope everybody had a happy 4th of July and was able to take some time off and spend it with their families celebrating our nation's birthday. But we are at fair. It is here. It's crazy to think that July, we are rolling into July, and it feels like it's already halfway done.
Already?
But it's not quite, but fair is here. We start with our fashion review for the Franklin County Fair Thursday, which is tomorrow, July 6th. We will sash our new Mr. and Miss 4-H at our fashion review tomorrow night at Elliott Hall. And then Saturday starts our horse show. So we're excited that our horse project will be participating at the fairgrounds in all of their projects for the fair on Saturday. And then we've got just a little bit of a break. But then again, July 17th, we have foods judging. And then the fair starts July 18th here in Ottawa and Franklin County. So come out to the fairgrounds, to all my 4-H'ers out there. I hope you enjoyed the 4th, but now busy getting all your projects ready for the fair if they're not already ready. And so just a couple of things, some guidance on where some things are. Our fair book is on our website. Again, that's at frontierdistrict.kstate.edu. If you just go in and Google Frontier Extension District, it usually pulls it up. That's kind of the easier way to do that sometimes. But the fair schedule and the fair book is on there. And I'll give a shout out just to the community. You know, the fair is a community event. It's not just for 4-H'ers. A lot of community pride is built there, and there are opportunities to enter some things in open class. I love to give my dad a hard time. He's a big gardener, and he keeps telling me he's got the best green beans in Franklin County. And I'm like, well, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and bring them to the fair to see if they're that best plate of green beans. And so I know you've entered some things in fair, and I'd love to see what you brought. And you're really into your fiber arts projects. And
oh, yes.
There's lots of great opportunities. And again, those are all in the fair book that are on our website if you want to go in there and look at those open class opportunities that you might be able to participate in. You know, I always just am blown away by the projects that my 4-H'ers bring in and see what they've been working on all year and get to see them and talk with them and on all their hard work that they've done. So also during this week, July 19th starts our Osage City Fair over in Osage County. And again, it's the same thing. There's lots of community opportunities there. Again, you can find that fair book on the website. And we're just so excited to be starting fair season. And we've got two back-to-back starting July 18th and then July 19th. So we're excited to see everybody out at the county fairs.
And while we're seeing everybody out at the county fairs, make sure you are well hydrated, got your sunscreen on, and probably a hat.
Yes, it's
going to
get hot.
Going to be hot, but it's going to be a good time. And going in and checking out some of those exhibits, well worth going outside for. I've seen some of the youth projects thinking, this is a youth project?
This
is a professional level project. Amazing stuff. And I love the fact that we do include open class, which means everybody is welcome. Bring your thing, show it off, be proud of it, and maybe even take home a ribbon.
That's right.
Well, thank you for letting us know about all of that, and we are going to keep promoting, hey, check out the fair, not just the Franklin County one, but all around. Go to as many as you can.
That's right. There's Douglas County. There's Anderson County. We've got lots of county fairs, and they're a fun, free activity to go out with the family. There is opportunity to do some, you know, fun things with them where you don't have to spend a lot of money and have a fun night at the county fair.
And the more fairs you visit, the more funnel cakes you can get.
That's right. I mean, that's one of the best parts.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again for joining us this morning, and we will be talking to you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.